do you never fly with Peter Pan?
I don't know. Why?
'Cause you never, never land.
You're tuning in to the Children's Hour. This is KD9.9, KUNM, and KUNM.org. Live and local from the University of New Mexico.
There's beauty in the feet of a wise man, bringing hope to a hungry soul. I didn't know that you were dreaming. There's beauty in the heart of a woman, open arms to the lost and the poor. A homeless child sat there weeping. Shine a light on a thousand thirsty nations. They crying out for something to believe in. Trying to work their way to find salvation. And the sounds of the beautiful feet. There was a man of water, and he spoke of the one to come, who'd fill the world with hope and glory. So we'll write it on the hearts of children, on the hearts of the broken one. Say a prayer for the blind man walking. A shield of faith to walk into the nation. To hold a sword of words that never leave you. The belt of truth to lead them to salvation. Shoes of peace of the beautiful feet. Gonna write it on the heart forever. We will follow you. Shine a light on a thousand thirsty nations. They're crying out for something to believe in. Trying to work their way to find salvation. And the sounds of their beautiful feet.
From Putumayo Presents South Africa, Nibs Vanderspuy with Beautiful Feet. This is the Children's Hour. I'm Katie Stone. May is Foster Care Month. It's a month to honor the families who take in foster care children and the foster kids themselves. There are over 100,000 children in the foster care system in the United States. Most of these kids are under 5 years old. We'll learn more about New Mexico's foster care system from Children, Youth, and Families Department Secretary Monique Jacobson. We also spoke with children who have either been through the foster care system or are currently in the foster care system. And local children's book author Rosemary Ziebert has been a foster mom and an adoptive mom. She hopes to support kids in the foster care system with her latest book, Kit Coyote. In honor of all the foster care families in our listening area, this show is for you. This is the Children's Hour, right here on KUNM.
Hey! I've been trying to do it right. Hey! I've been living a lonely life. Hey! I've been sleeping here instead. Hey! I've been sleeping in my bed. Hey! Sleeping in my bed. So show me family, hey! All the blood that I will bleed. Hey! I don't know where I belong. Hey! I don't know where I went wrong. Hey! But I can write a song. Hey! I belong with you. You belong with me, my sweetheart. I belong with you. You belong with me.
You're listening to the Children's Hour right here on KUNM, and I am delighted to have in the studio with me CYFD, Children, Youth, and Families Department Secretary Monique Jacobson. Welcome to the Children's Hour.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Great to have you. What are the statistics of foster care in New Mexico?
So I think it's good to back up and talk just a little bit about what we do at CYFD. And part of what we do is investigate allegations of abuse or neglect. So when things are just not right in a house, we ask people to give us a call at Pound Safe and we go out and do an investigation. We get about 38,000 calls every year, and of those, 20,000 are calls that we need to respond to at CYFD. So we go out, we do an investigation, we see what's going on in this house, and how are these children being treated? Are their needs being met? Are there huge safety risks? If there are huge immediate safety risks, then law enforcement may give us custody of those children. We then go to court, and those children can end up in the custody of the state. And that's what a foster child is. So it's someone who's actually in the custody of the state. And right now we have about 2,600 kids here in New Mexico that are actually in the custody of the state.
So it's pretty rare, isn't it?
That's correct. Yeah. So we always want to let people know that, because I think sometimes people are afraid to call us because they think if they give us a call and let us know they're uncomfortable with something going on in a house, they're afraid that they're going to be ripping that family apart. And we say that's not what happens. Most of the time we go and we're able to hook these families up with services. But we also do have to make sure that if we feel there's an immediate safety risk, we engage the courts and law enforcement to get those kids into a safe home, a safe foster home, while their parents work on the issues that they may have. Sometimes in those cases, those kids will go back to their parents if the parents can get things figured out and provide the love and support these kids need. And sometimes these kids will end up being adopted into what we call a forever family.
What is it step by step for the kids who are in this situation? So someone has called your department and your workers have come in, and here it is, it's 9 o'clock at night and your workers are looking around and saying, oh my goodness, this is completely unsafe. These children must go this minute. Then what happens with those children?
So really important that our workers don't get to make that decision. It's law enforcement that would make the decision to bring a child into custody, but we would contact law enforcement and together work on what's going to happen with these children right now. And that's where those kids will come with us, with CYFD. That's when we will take custody of them. in an ideal world, we would be able to immediately place them in a loving home that would be equipped with all the things they need. So that's what we're working, striving towards. The fact of the matter is that we don't live in an ideal world, and we're in desperate need of additional foster parents, people to come. So what happens now is they'll stay with our staff while we look to find appropriate placement, an appropriate foster family for them. We first try family members. That's always the best. The best situation is when we can find a loving family member, a safe, loving family member who they can be with. But if not, then we may need some of those amazing, incredible people who have stepped up and said they'll be foster parents. A program that we recently started is called our backpack program, where we're asking people to donate backpacks filled with comfort items for these kids. So again, what we want is that in that moment when they come into custody, we're able to give them this backpack that's filled with age-appropriate comfort items. And in giving them that backpack, they, one, have a bag that they can put their belongings in. We've heard from many kids that they would put their belongings in a trash bag, and we don't want any of our children to be in that situation. So they can put their belongings in this bag and have things that now belong to them. We have things like blankets, stuffed animals in these backpacks, journaling for some of our older kids. And what I always say is the beauty of these backpacks is not just the bag, but it's that we're letting these kids know when they come into custody that they are not alone, and that in fact an entire state now has their back. And I want that. I want our kids to feel that way when they come and they are in our custody. Then they are now in the custody of the state, and I want them to know that that's not a lonely place to be, but rather a place where they have a lot of support.
At CYFD, you have two large needs from the community. It sounds like you have the need for adults to step up and be those foster parents. And at the same time, you have a need from anyone in the community to put together these comfort bags, these backpacks for kids that you can stuff with books and crayons and all kinds of wonderful things that you're not necessarily taking on the responsibility of being a foster parent, but you are offering critical help for that child.
That's exactly right. So those are what we found is that there's so many people in the community that want to help and that want to support these kids, but they're not in a position right now where they can be a foster parent. So we wanted to give them an avenue as well to let these kids know that we have your back. If you go to pulltogether.org, immediately you'll see, are you in a position right now where you want to help or where you need help? And if you click on that want to help, we will give you a list of items to include in the backpack. If you want to build the backpack, we'll let you know how to get started in being a foster parent. If you're able to do that, I will just tell you the most amazing people I have met in this job are, well, the most amazing are our foster kids, and the second are our foster parents. So if you're listening and have a heart for that, I will tell you, you will change lives.
We're speaking with CYFD, Children, Youth, and Families Department Secretary Monique Jacobson. What are the ages of children who go through the foster system in the state of New Mexico?
So we have little ones. I was able to have the distinct pleasure of meeting a tiny baby who was actually left at the hospital not too long ago, who was in our office. And we call him a safe haven baby because we changed the laws here in New Mexico where people can leave a baby at the hospital and not be punished, which is heartbreaking, yet it's also pretty beautiful. When I got to see this little boy and the family coming to pick him up, that were just beyond ecstatic to have him and to think of his future. We have them from as early as days old all the way through. We really try to give them support beyond when they turn 18 and 21, but 18 is when they'll start transitioning out of being like specifically foster children.
Do you have any advice for kids who have friends in their class who might be in the foster care system?
Absolutely. I've talked to a lot of foster kids and I said, what do you wish people knew? And they said, the number one thing we wish people knew is that it wasn't our fault. It's not because of our actions that we ended up in foster care. And I think that is so important. They say they even believe at times teachers may not know how the foster system works. And so I think that's the first most important thing to recognize is that these children are not foster kids because of anything they did wrong.
Secretary of Children, Youth, and Families Department, Monique Jacobson, here on the Children's Hour. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for bringing awareness to these incredible children that we have here in New Mexico and some of their needs. Pulltogether.org is where you can learn everything.
Thank you so much for being with us, Secretary.
Thank you.
Sorrow comes and sorrow goes, thing I know. There's no place like home. I'm not that kid lost in the back of the room. I always find my way. Yeah, I find my way through.
You're listening to the Children's Hour right here on KUNM. I'm Katie Stone. Always glad to be with you on a Saturday morning, and what a beautiful day it is. Today on the show, we're talking about foster care and kids who are in foster care. And in the studio with us are two kids who have been adopted out of foster care. Brittany, good morning.
Good morning, Katie.
And Daniel.
Good morning.
Brittany and Daniel, do you want to tell us a little about your story?
When I was 6 years old, I had to go to a psych hospital because I was making terrible decisions and I wasn't safe. So they put me in there until I was seven. And then I moved to Albuquerque and was in Sioux IFD till I was 10. And then I went back with my family, my bio family. And then they didn't take care of me again. And so I just went right back into foster care a year later. And I've been in foster care ever since. And then in 2013, I got adopted by my lovely parents.
And your parents are lovely. They were foster care parents at first, weren't they?
Yes.
Daniel, do you remember these stories? Are you two siblings biologically or are you not?
Yeah, we're biologically.
So you were in the same boat as your sister?
No, I didn't go to the psych hospital. I didn't even go to one. I just went straight to a foster home. My first foster home, my foster brother did nothing to me. except for try to drown me. So, like, whoa. Ever since that happened, I did not want another foster brother, or I didn't want another sibling besides my biological sibling.
Brittany, you're the oldest in the bunch here.
Yeah.
With your wisdom and your age, what would you like to tell people in the listening audience about kids who are in foster care, especially kids in the listening audience?
Well, when kids go into foster care, it's scary. And when they're with their bio family, sometimes they look dirty at school. And if, like, you see anyone, like, not eating lunch or refuse to eat or is just looking dirty and they don't look happy or they look scared, please tell an adult, because it makes their life so much better. And we need more foster parents. So any parents out there that are like, I like kids, but I don't have one, you can be a foster parent. It's so easy and it makes the kid's life a whole lot better.
For me and Brittany, we didn't act like kids. We acted like adults. We never had the chance to act like actual kids because our bio dad treated us like trash.
Do you feel like foster care saved your life?
Yeah. It saved my life, definitely.
What are you thinking hearing these stories?
Well, I'm just like imagining if I were in that situation, I think I'd be really scared. And I think it would be really helpful to have biological siblings with you.
Yeah.
It really does help. And in the first few years that me and Daniel were in foster care, they separated us.
That must have been hard.
Yeah. 3 years, they separated us.
Did you wonder if you'd ever see him again?
Yeah, several times. I missed him so much. When me and Daniel were in foster care, we didn't know where we were going to be the next night. We didn't know what home we were going to be in. And it's terrifying to not know if you're going to have a roof over your head the next day, to not know where you're going to get your next meal, your next pair of shoes. It's just really scary. And I hope people out there listening actually, like, do something about this, because it's terrifying.
I think the lesson here for everybody listening is when you see a kid in trouble, they probably are in trouble, and it's worth reporting. I'm so glad you are all in a safe, loving, happy home. I want to thank you all so much for being on the Children's Hour with us this morning, Brittany and Daniel, for being so brave to come on the Children's Hour and talk about this with all of you. And it sounds like you're asking people to notice you, to notice if there's something wrong and to do something.
Yeah.
Singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly. All your life, you were only waiting for this moment to arise. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these sunken eyes and learn to see. All your life, you were only waiting for this moment to be free. Blackbird, fly. Blackbird, fly. Into the light of the dark black night. Thank you.
broken wings and learn to fly all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to arise. You were only waiting for this moment to arise. You were only waiting for this moment.
When the TV won't work and your toys fall apart and you have a sad feeling deep in your heart, you want to go out but it's raining out there, I want you to know I care. I care, I do. There's no one like they take you someplace, make you sit in a chair. I want you to know I care. When you tell a big lie and your parents are mean, when being grown up is a faraway dream, when they're filling your teeth and cutting your hair, I want you to know I care. I care, I do. There's no one like you. I mention your name when I'm saying my prayers. I want you to know I care. When you have a bad cold and you can't go out, when you sit for a week with that thing in your mouth, when you sleep in the dark and there's something out there, I want you to know I care. I care, I do. There's no one like you. Sometimes I act like a grouchy old bear. I want you to know I care. I love you too much.
You're listening to the Children's Hour. This is 89.9 KUNM and KUNM.org. Live and local from the University of New Mexico.
Before the break, you heard I Care by Bobby Bear, and from the soundtrack of I Am Sam, Sarah McLachlan gave us Blackbird. You're listening to the Children's Hour right here on KUNM. Great to have you with us. I'm Katie Stone. We're doing a show today about foster kids and foster care in honor of Foster Care Awareness Month, the month of May. One of the kids we spoke with is still in the foster system. There's a loving family waiting to adopt her where she's been living, but in order to best protect her privacy, I've altered her voice, and we're not going to name her. We're learning a little bit about what foster care is, and we know now from talking to other folks that foster care actually is something that can happen really anytime there's a situation where a child has to be removed from a situation to be safe. And so what can you tell us about your experience in foster care?
Well, when I was with my bio parents, they didn't take care of me, and they didn't wash me, and I had lice, and I had all that kind of stuff. And so, like, I would have to ask, like, the school for food and stuff like that. And then I went into foster care, and my whole life, like, changed, like, right away. And then my foster parents, they took me in, and my brother, and they got the lice out. They gave me food. I could have as much as I wanted, and I was washed. I had new clean pajamas and everything. It was the whole world, like, changed that moment when I met them.
I think the kids sitting in the studio who, their whole lives, they felt loved and cared for and nurtured and nourished. And I bet you not a single kid in my crew has ever thought that that was a gift.
Oh, yeah. I thought it was definitely a gift. If you see a little kid or at least a teenager or something like that, that looks like they're having trouble or they don't look good, they look like they're starving and stuff like that, or they have lice or their clothes are ripped up and stuff like that, please tell someone. That would be saving somebody's life. That would really help, because I used to look like that and I didn't really feel good. I was not in a good situation. And if you would please tell a grown-up, because that would be such a gift. And think of if you were a person that looked like that. Would you want a grown-up to notice you and act like you're actually there?
If you suspect child abuse or neglect, you can call Pound Safe on your cell phone, #7233, or go to pulltogether.org.
won't survive it.
You're listening to the Children's Hour right here on KUNM, and we're doing a show this week about foster care and what that means. And in the studio with us is Rosemary Zebert. She is the author of many children's books, but the latest, Kid Coyote, A Brave Pup. Welcome to the Children's Hour.
Thank you so much, Katie. I have listened to you all for years and always wanted to be on your show.
Oh, well, thanks for being here. This is a timely topic. This book is such a helpful book for kids facing foster care. Is that why you wrote it?
Thank you. Yes, that's exactly why I wrote it. I was a foster parent about 30 years ago for 3 years, and I had 13 different children come through my household, and I was very impressed with every one of them. They had so much spunk. They were so compassionate and helpful with one another. It was really heartwarming to see. I had one group of kids that were five siblings, and the way they took care of each other was amazing. And so later I became an adoptive parent, and then I became a children's book writer, and I wanted to find a way to give back to those children. And the best way I knew how was by writing this book.
Kit Coyote in this book describes a lot of the feelings that we heard earlier, which were feelings about being really scared.
Exactly. I mean, a child that's removed from their household, even if it's not a particularly good, or it's obviously not a very healthy environment to be in, is a scary experience. It's a confusing experience, and I wanted children to have a sense of what that was like. I think that the pictures in the book are even more important almost than my text. I wrote the book from the child's point of view, but the pictures really show the fear, the confusion, what's going to happen to me, what will happen to me next. And that's what I wanted to convey. I wanted children to understand what was happening to them and so that they could move forward into the next situation.
And there's really no, I don't want to give away the ending, but there's no real resolution. But Kit Coyote does know that there's a whole system of care making sure that whatever decision gets made is in Kit Coyote's best interest.
It was really important for me to write that ending the way it was, because most children who are in foster care do not know what's going to happen to them. They do not know if they're going to go back to their bio parents. They do not know if they're going to a relative, which very often happens, or if they're going to be adopted. I wanted to invite children to believe that they were the hero or heroine in their own journey, and that they could, at least from inside, even though they're in this situation where they're very helpless, they could at least inside feel like they understood what was going on and that they had some control over it and that they could express themselves. A very important part of this book is the fact that his CASA, which is Kit's court-appointed special advocate for children, gives him a pad of paper and some crayons, and he draws some pictures. And again, some children may not be able to be as articulate as other children who are in foster care, but they may be able to draw a picture, they may be able to write a song or do a dance or do a puppet show or somehow express their feelings to others. And that is such an empowering experience.
Kit Coyote, A Brave Pup is written by Rosemary Zebert. It is illustrated by Sandy Wright and Ryan Harding, and it is a beautifully written and illustrated book that can help children through the process of going through foster care. Really, it should be in the hands of any child going through foster care. And as we learned from the CYFD Secretary Jacobson, we know that the state is making an effort of creating backpacks that can go with each kid who gets put into foster care. What a great addition to these backpacks would Kit Coyote, A Brave Pup be. Where can folks find your book, Rosemary?
They can go to Amazon, or they can go directly to me, zproductions505@gmail.com. But I'd like to really quickly put in a word for those people possibly who are grandparents like myself who aren't going to be foster parents. There is New Mexico Friends of Foster Care. they help kids get a bike or skates or a musical instrument, things like that. And then please look up CASA, the National CASA for Children.org is all over the country. They're always looking for adults who are willing to help out in the life of a child.
Rosemary Zibart, thank you so much for being on the Children's Hour and bringing this to our attention. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Katie, for having such a wonderful show that really lifts children up and gives them so much information about so many different subjects. It's an invaluable resource for our community.
Thank you, Rosemary.
I look into your eyes, it's like a watch in the night sky, or a beautiful sunrise. Well, there's so much they hold, and just like them old stars, I see that you've come so far to be right where you are. How old is your soul? Well, I won't give up on us, even if the skies get rough. I'm giving you all my love, I'm still looking up. And when you're needing your space to do some navigating, I'll be here patiently waiting to see what you find. See, the stars, they burn, some even fall to the earth. We got a lot to learn, God knows we're worth it. No, I won't give up.
I don't want to be someone who walks away so easily. I'm here to stay and make the difference that I can make. Our differences, they do a lot to teach us how to use the tools and gifts we got here. We got a lot at stake. And in the end, you're still my friend. At least we did intend for us to work. We didn't break, we didn't burn. We had to learn how to bend without the world caving in. I had to learn what I got and what I'm not and who I am. I won't give up on us, even if the skies get rough. I'm giving you all my love. I'm still looking up, still looking up. Well, I won't give up. The skies get rough. I'm giving you all my love. I'm still looking up. Halfway down the stairs is a stair where I sit. There isn't any other stair quite like it. I'm not at the bottom, I'm not at the top.
So this is the stair where I always stop. Halfway up the stairs isn't up and isn't down. It isn't in the nursery, it isn't in the town. And all sorts of funny thoughts, they run through my head. It isn't really anywhere, it's somewhere else instead. Way down the stairs is a stair where I sit. There isn't any other stair quite like it. I'm not at the bottom, I'm not at the top. So this is the stair where I always stop.
Are you feeling like a sad, sad slug? You need a hug. Low down like a dusty rug? You need a hug. Feeling small as a tiny bug? You need a hug. You need a hug, you need a hug, you need a hug. So open up your arms and hug. Anybody will do, just hug somebody. Yes, a mom or dad, a friend will do. Give a hug to somebody. Like someone's pulled your plug, you need a hug. You're lifeless as a lug, you need a hug. Oh, what you gonna do? You only shrug. You need a hug, you need a hug, you need a hug. So open up your arms and hug. Give a hug. Come on, stop what you're doing right here, right now, and go hug somebody.
You've been listening to the Children's Hour. This episode was pre-recorded, live on tape, from the studios of KUNM-FM on the sunny campus of the University of New Mexico in Albuquerque. If you suspect child abuse or neglect, call Pound Safe. That's #7233. Or go to pulltogether.org. Or you can call CYFD's hotline at 855-333-SAFE. That's 855-333-7233. We're deeply grateful to our special guests on this show. Thank you to CYFD Secretary Monique Jacobson, and also to the kids who have been adopted out of foster care, siblings Brittany and Daniel, and to the brave girl who's still in the foster care system who spoke with us. We honor and appreciate you. Thank you to Rosemary Zebert. Check out her book, Kit Coyote, A Brave Pup, available wherever books are sold. Or you can check out her website, zproductions505.com. Today at 11 a.m. in the Coronado Shopping Center in Albuquerque, it's the grand opening of the Nerf Arena's All Out Zone, an indoor foam dart sports arena for kids of all ages. Find out more at alloutzone.com. And today from 1 to 4, it's the Duke City Duchess Ride, where you can glue your sparkliest tiara to your helmet and bike over to two-wheel drive at 4001 Central Northeast for the beginning of the Alley Cat Scavenger Hunt Race, exploring Knob Hill and downtown. All ages are welcome. No tickets or registration are needed. Call 243-8443 for more information. And in Albuquerque at the Balloon Fiesta Park this weekend, it's the Rio Grande Valley Celtic Festival and Highland Games, starting at 10 a.m. today and tomorrow. Where else can you witness telephone pole throwing and a rugby tournament? Plus, activities, food, and games. All proceeds go to a good cause. Call 311 in Albuquerque for more information. Up in Santa Fe, the Southside Branch Library is having its 10th anniversary party today from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. There'll be food, reptiles, flamenco, mariachis, and wise fool. Lots of activities for the kids. Call 505-955-2810 or go to santafelibrary.org for more information. It's time for the KUNM Kids Birthday Club. Kids in the club get a birthday greeting on the air and a gift in their mailboxes. Happy birthday if today is your birthday. In Albuquerque, Iris Lostetter is turning 8 years old on Wednesday. Happy birthday, Iris. And also in Albuquerque, Indigo Brown is turning 6 years old on Thursday. Happy birthday, Indigo. We're sending these kids a gift in the mail because they're in the KUNM Kids Birthday Club. Kids 12 and younger can join the KUNM Kids Birthday Club. Just email kunmkids@kunm.org. with your name, birth date, and postal mailing address, and you're in the club. Find the Children's Hour page at kunm.org. That's where we post our playlists and podcasts. Podcasts can also be found on iTunes. Just search for The Children's Hour on KUNM. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. We're at KUNM Kids. We love to hear from you. Email us anytime. KUNMKids@KUNM.org, or give your feedback to the station. Email KUNM@KUNM.org. Stay tuned. Folk Roots is coming up next. That will be followed by Women's Focus at noon. Happy graduation to all the graduates. Next week, we'll do a show about the end of school. We'll catch you next week for another edition of the Children's Hour, broadcasting from the University of New Mexico. This is KUNM.
It's a long and dusty road, and it's a hard and heavy load. The folks I meet ain't always kind. Well, some are bad and some are good, and some have done the best they could. Some have tried to ease my trouble and mine. And I can't help but wonder where I'm bound or where I'm found. I can't help but wonder where I'm bound. I've been wandering through this land, just doing the best I can, trying to find what I was meant to do. And the people that I see look as worried as can be, and it looks like they are a wandering too. And I can't help but wonder where I'm bound or where I'm bound. I can't help but wonder where I'm bound. Now I had me a buddy back home, and he started out to roam. I think he's out by the Frisco Bay. And sometimes when I've had a few, his old voice comes a-ringing through, and I'm going out to see him someday. And I can't help but wonder where I'm bound or where I'm bound. I can't help but wonder where I'm bound. Well, if you see me passing by, and you sit and you wonder why, and you wish that you were a rambler too, well, nail your shoes to the kitchen floor, just lace them up and bar the door, and thank your stars for the roof that's over you. Because I can't help but wonder where I'm bound or where I'm bound. I can't help but wonder where I'm bound.